the Dunham & Miller players assembled. It's time to do a little play here as we bring you Reader's Theater.
Welcome to another edition of Dunham & Miller's Reader's Theater. Our playlist today is entitled The Dion Deal, Part 2, starring George Dunham as Dion Sanders, Craig Miller as Bill Parcells.
Yay.
Gordon Keith as Jerry Jones.
Yay.
Jeremy Moran as Drew Henson. And introducing Rich Phillips as the whore.
Why am I always introduced?
Our story opens in the Valley Ranch office of Jerry Jones.
Our secondary sucks. I can't take it anymore. I'm Jerry, tired of watching Hunter and Powell get torched. Randy Moss gonna eat them alive in the opener and make me wish even more that I'd drafted him. Marilyn, get the tune in here now.
Did you want to see me, Jerry?
No, not you, whore.
Gosh.
I wanted to see the tuna who's my head coach.
Sorry, but while I'm here, could I interest you in a little...
Get out, whore!
Gosh. You wanted to see me, Jerry? Well, get a good look at me. I'm Bill Tuna Parcells, one of the most feared, respected, and horniest coaches in the NFL.
Not a quality of his.
Feast your eyes on these man breasts and these tasty getaway sticks.
You've lost it. If you weren't such a great coach, I'd marry you.
What? Jerry,
teasing?
We need a cornerback. Get me a pro one right now.
Funny you should mention that. I've got one in mind. Are you aware of my famous non-Jimmy-related Dion deal, which brought us a Super Bowl in 1996? If not, you should be. Marilyn, send in my former bitch.
Oh. You rang, Jerry?
Oh, hey there, whore. I didn't think we were on until after practice.
No, not you. Get out of here, whore. Hey, Marilyn.
Come on.
I meant my other former bitch, Dion Primetime Sanders.
Good morning. Good morning. Yeah, but thank you for my applause, Jerry, my former sugar daddy, how are you, my brother?
Well, I'm in my 60s and I'm in love. That's how I am.
In love? Who's the lucky lady?
It's no lady. Marilyn, send in my current love.
Hi, I'm Drew Henson, quarterback for the future of the Dallas Cowboys and Jerry's new love. What kind of fruitcake farm do I work at?
As you can see, Dion, Drew is tall, handsome, and ready to lead us back to the Super Bowl.
I can see. I might lack a little of that young QB myself, but I am a God-fearing man, you understand. Fornicating was my drug. But now I'm hooked on Jesus, don't you know?
Okay, whatever. Let's get down to business. Dion, we need a cornerback worse than Jerry Jr. needs his own identity.
Word.
Will you come out of retirement and play for us?
Hold on. Don't I have a say in this? I'm the tuna, and I don't want a jive-talking superstar who can't play anymore and who will divide my tuna locker room.
Jerry, I would love to play for you again, but on three conditions.
Let's hear them, sexy.
One.
Why do you make everything gay?
Fire He's this gay. Marshmallow-shaped primetime hating tuna.
Done.
What the?
Two.
God.
Pay me $3 million a year. Prime has a family to support, don't you see?
Done.
And three. Set me up with this tall, handsome Drew Henson, let us allow to take nature to have its course.
No deal. You get out of my office. Drew is not only the QB of the future, but he's my personal sexual fountain of youth.
What?
Nobody will ever take him away from me.
Fine. Too bad the Ravens want Prime, too. Silver and gold.
Jerry. Jerry, after what I've seen in this office, I don't know if I can work for you anymore.
Not your call, Tuna. I made a deal with the devil to get you, and only he can let you go.
You bastard.
Whoa.
I'll coach this team into the ground, and I'm going to start by going with Romo as my backup.
Finally, Drew, we're alone together.
You?
Allow me to fix the mood in here. Marilyn, send in that little package that I call the ultimate aphrodisiac.
It's me again, the whore. Did you call?
No. I meant my basket of love potions, Marilyn.
Before you go, whore, can I ask you out on a date?
Why, sure, Drew. I'd love to. I've dated all the cowboy quarterbacks in the last couple of years. It'll be a pleasure to finally hook up with someone who has a real gun.
Oh, happy day!
So wrong. That concludes this edition of Reader's That's Theater. This was only a dramatization. That in no way reflects the views of Sports Radio 1310, the ticket, or its management. Tune in next time for another edition of Reader's Theater.
Hey! Oh, Stoma Man, did you like that?
Yes.
Oh, sure Stoma did. Man liked Reader's Theater.
Oh. Nice job, everybody. Oh, yeah. Good job.
Boy, yeah,
nice job. Cat party at my house?
Okay, all right. Yeah.